Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
I think the Philadelphia Phillies just hit another home run. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. If you tuned in to Game Time Decisions tonight, we actually talked about playing everybody in the Philadelphia Phillies lineup to hit a home run. And we kidded about it. And it's not so funny that we didn't take everybody. All I hit was Kyle Schwarber. I had a Kyle Schwarber at plus 375, which normally I'd be happy about, but I was like, I cannot believe I didn't do this. Me and Donnie Wrightside joked about it. Some guy out there won $100,000 tonight at DraftKings. He took Schwarber, Harper, Marsh, and Hoskins all to hit a home run. $100 paid $100,000. Because we were kidding. I swear to you, if you tune into the show, whatever, we talked about it. I'm even getting tweets about it saying, oh my God, you guys talked about this. We wouldn't have won. We basically said, I said, Schwarber could hit a home run. Harper could hit a home run. We're going off, but everyone could hit a home run. And then I said, man, imagine we just took everyone in the Phillies lineup to hit a home run. And then Donnie said, yeah, what if we parlayed it? He goes, well, let's parlay everyone to hit a home run on the Phillies. Ha, ha, ha. He goes, I bet you it pays like $1 million. Well, only four of them paid $100,000. Son of a bitch. My. Oh. Are you kidding me? Whatever, he was tipping his pitches. The props to the Phillies for figuring it out. The Astros will be better tomorrow. They're not going to panic or anything. The problem is for them, now they're not in a must-win situation, but they're in a better win situation tomorrow. Right? And I tell you what, you saw it with Houston today. They swung at the first pitch and the first two at-bats of the game. Which I get it, you're being aggressive and stuff, but you're also putting them in a good situation. You're really, like, giving them confidence, right? It's like a quick three and out. You know what I mean? Like, dude, the top of the first inning tonight was literally, like, 17 seconds long or something, right? Everyone's all like, think about it. People in Philadelphia are going crazy. They're nut jobs in the city, in the stadium. They had the pregame show and introduction. Like, the fans are really going nuts. Like I said, I've never seen anything like it. So they're going crazy. And then you come up to bat. What's the best thing you can do? Delay it, draw it out, get the pitcher to throw a million pitches, bore the crowd, take them out of it, get a guy on base, just sort of slow it down, right? Instead, Houston played right into their hands. Houston came out, first pitch of the game, boom. It was knocked to Castellanos, Altuve. It looked like it was going to be a hit. Great catch by it, and the crowd goes even crazier. Next pitch, another defensive play, right? And it was like, oh my God, two pitches, two outs. And then, boom, right away, home run start, right? If you're Houston, you better get a lead tomorrow. Like, that stadium is insane. And I can back up how insane it is. Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be. What's up, SoCal, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Steve Merrill will join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk some NFL football, college football, and more. In fact, we really haven't gotten into the college football rankings all the way through. There's actually a top 25 that I want to go through, and there's a lot of scenarios that can still play out. So there's still this, man, it's too early to like argue or debate the rankings, but obviously I want to share them with you. The Philadelphia Phillies victorious tonight. And we often talk about how home field advantage doesn't really mean anything in the modern sports era, and pretty much all the sports, it's just not the same anymore. There's always exceptions to the rule. And Philadelphia is an exception to the rule. Philadelphia are now 6-0 on their home field. And there's definitions of, you hear, you know, often the cliche, it's going to be a madhouse, it's going to be crazy, and all that. Well, dude, that really is a madhouse. I have never seen, I've been watching baseball, you know, since 1976, right? The world's, and my first baseball memories are like 1975, but the World Series 76. So anyways, you know, I've seen a lot of baseball games. I've been to a lot of baseball games. I've been in every major cities and, you know, New York and LA and all this stuff. I've never seen anything like the crowd in Philadelphia tonight. Never like anything like that. They were rabid earlier, like in they've been rabid in the playoffs all the way through. It's like, man, this is lit. Like, these guys are insane. But it's insane, insane. And how insane was it tonight? There was actually a earthquake from the stadium. Guys, the stadium registered on the Penn State University seismograph. They had to release it on Twitter. No, it's not an earthquake. It's just the Phillies. The city of Philadelphia is physically shaking, and they have the chart. Dude, you saw when they were hitting home runs, the stadium was shaking. Like, the cameras couldn't stay still. And it's not by design. Those cameramen are good. They can't stop it. The whole place is moving. And, you know, man, imagine all the place, all the noise in Philadelphia. Like, they literally had a seismic move on their earthquake graph. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates wherever you may be. The party continues in the PA, Philadelphia Phillies, ambush the Houston Astros tonight. And it's all about Philadelphia and Houston. The Philadelphia Eagles actually take on the Houston Texans on Thursday night football. We are in the Super Contest, and we haven't played a ton of Thursday night games this year, but I think this could be one worth playing, although the number is climbing. Steve Merrill, a member of the Shady Five, WagerTalk.com, steps up and in. Steve, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
Doing well, Gabe. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is the World Series and the NFL, college football. There's a lot of stuff going on. Countdown to college basketball is now on. I've got a lot of work to do and get caught up as far as college basketball is concerned. I got enough problems with college football and NFL football, Steve.
Yes, I guess next Monday, November 7th, is a huge card of college hoops. You know, they used to kind of trickle in a game here or there, and they don't mess around anymore. They basically give us an opening night.
Yeah, but remember, for a while, they had the 24-hour marathon, actually, which is pretty cool. I don't think they do that anymore for whatever reason, but it was pretty crazy. I remember, too, I lost on a game once because it was like 6 in the morning on the East Coast, Steve. I think the Manhattan Jaspers played at 6 a.m., and I was like, there's no way in hell that these teams are going to be able to hit shots at 6 in the morning in New York City. They did. The game skyrocketed over the number. So could never really, you know, it was an interesting handicap, Steve. I'll tell you that. You know, I liked it. It was a fun, unique thing to have 24 hours straight of college basketball on like that.
Yeah, my guess is COVID probably killed that. I don't remember exactly the last time they did it, but it might have been right up until, like, you know, 2019. And then like Nevada would always have like a 2 a.m. game. It'd be 11 Pacific, and then Hawaii would be 4, which would be like 11 their local time. But you're right. The East Coast team always had the bizarre one, and it was always like a Metro Atlantic team, like, you know, Fairfield.
Because they'd be happy to be part of it.
Or Iona.
Yeah, because they'd be happy to be part of it.
Right. You know, I mean, like, it's just, they're kind of ones that drew the short straw. The other guys are playing like 11 o'clock p.m. local, which isn't awful.
Like, Kentucky's not going to play at 6 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, Michigan's not playing at 6 in the morning. But if you're the Manhattan Jaspers and they're like, well, listen, you want to be on ESPN? That's the good news. The bad news is you're on at 6 a.m. So, yeah, college basketball starts, and we're gonna start to ramp up our college basketball talk, and as in we better start talking college basketball and do a season preview. But Philadelphia, you know, dominates Houston tonight. The World Series is going on. But as I alluded to, the numbers has gone up for Thursday night's football game. I thought 13 was light. And, you know, I saw the 13 sitting there. I said, wow, I mean, this could be 16.5, 17, actually. And I think people would still not want to bet on the Houston Texans It has hit the key number of 14. And for anybody wondering about, well, is this a letdown for the Philadelphia Eagles? Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, is from Houston. So it's actually a homecoming for the star quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, which means, no, it's not a letdown. But it's fascinating to me that you got Philadelphia-Houston World Series and now Philadelphia-Houston Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, keep in mind, though, the Texans maybe have only won one game this season. They've only lost one of their seven games by more than 10 points. And, in fact, every one of their other losses has been by seven or less. So this is a big number. And the Eagles have Washington on deck, so it's not like it is a divisional game, but it's not like a huge look ahead. But it's still just 3 days of rest and travel and having to win by more than two touchdowns. It's really uncharted territory. I'm not sure we've ever seen even a 14-point favorite in general on Thursday night. I definitely don't think we've seen a 14-point road favorite, but we don't even see like double-digit favorites that often on Thursday night football.
No, you're right. I can't ever recall. I'm sure throughout the week it'll come up. But last week, you're right. Listen, it was a little deceptive though, Steve. The Texans got their ass handed to them by the Titans, and all the Titans did was just run the ball on every play. I mean, it was 17-3 all game. They scored. They literally scored with like 30 seconds left, right? And then they got blasted the week before. I think, if you look at the Texans, I don't know what happened, Steve. The wheels have just sort of fallen off. I mean, no one ever thought they were going to be a good football team, but they were competitive earlier in the season, right? I liked them against the Raiders. I thought, man, I'm not sure the Raiders should be this big of favorites against the Texans. Texans were coming off the nice win against the Jags at 13-6. They go into Las Vegas. The wheels fall off. They lose by 18. And then last week, they were pretty bad against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and keep in mind, both the Raiders and the Texans were coming off bye week. So Houston had that bye when they needed it after a slow start, but they didn't benefit from playing a team that wasn't off a bye. And that game was actually tight early. The Raiders really pulled ahead. Yeah. It's kind of the opposite of last week. But you bring up a good point about the running game. I mean, Malik Willis makes his first start as a true rookie. He wasn't even tested. He threw the ball 10 times, 6 completions, 40 yards. They just could not stop the run. The big mismatch here, though, if you look at the stats, is Houston's one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL, probably the worst. Not a surprise they're a bad team. Eagles' pass defense has been lights out this year. 4.8 yards per pass allowed is just incredible. So that's what would concern me here, because when Houston gets behind, they're not going to be able to throw the ball, which eliminates, the backdoor cover potential.
You look at Philadelphia, too, and I don't think, they don't have to put up 40 points. Like you just said, Houston are extremely offensively challenged right now. And if you look, like, even if they get to 24, right? 24-10, I'd be surprised, actually, if they were held to 24 points. Like, even if they sort of mailed it in, Steve, sort of like the Bills did against the Packers, you know what I mean? They sort of got up and they took the pedal off the metal, which they normally don't do, but they actually did. They got soft on Sunday night. I could see the Eagles sort of doing the same thing, kick the crap out of them early, and they just sort of coast and run the ball for the rest of the game.
Well, I mean, one thing that's certain over the last 30 years I've been doing this is that if you blindly played home dogs of 2 touchdowns or more, you've made money in the NFL. In fact, if you blindly played double-digit home dogs, you've made money. It's not quite what it was in the 90s, obviously. It's more,
you're right.
Offensively more prolific. And like I said, they don't throw the ball well. That's a concern, but it's a big number.
There's been a twist, though. You're right. Listen, you're right, Steve. I remember playing in the Super Contest in like 2011 or 2012, and I could tell you what the 5 consensus picks were going to be every week. The biggest underdogs, whoever the double digit dog was, I can guarantee it was like, oh yeah, people are just going to take it. Cause as you stated, the general public doesn't want to deal with a horrible football team and you're getting some massive amount of points, but like everything, it's fluid. And over the last couple of years, Steve, the double digit teams have actually covered for the most part. Like the odds makers have sort of gotten it right, I think.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, is like last week, there wasn't a single person on earth that I thought liked the Packers. And all the shows I was listening to all week said it was going to be a blowout. But then I do my consensus report every weekend for WagerTalk.com, and I had 8 games last week, the most that have made the cut all year, and that Bills-Packers was not one of them. There's a little bit of a lean to Buffalo, but the public starts to kind of shy away from laying 2
numbers. Touchdowns.
Yeah, and this one, Philly's definitely going to be the consensus play here, but it probably won't be the heaviest 1 or 2 of the week, though.
No, I agree. I think, I don't know if it's a smarter crowd or people don't want to lay points. You're right. Look, I'm a diehard Bill fan. I wasn't in love with it. I thought anytime, Steve, you lay that type of number, bro, I'm always just thinking about the back door, right? No matter how bad the team is, if they're getting a ton of points, I always just imagine, case in point, let's say they're up by 20. Philadelphia is winning 37-17. with 52 seconds left and Houston score a touchdown, you lose. Right? That's the type of stuff that I hate when you lay the big number, Steven. That's essentially what happened with Buffalo.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was a fluky touchdown pass. Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, they didn't show up or Green Bay played with them. No, Buffalo got up early and just stopped trying, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Green Bay had something like 97 total yards all night until like the 40-some yard touchdown pass, you know? And yes, it's Aaron Rodgers versus the Texans quarterback combination, but, you know, still they've been pretty bad offensively this year.
Yeah, yeah, anybody can throw a team. That's it. Anything can happen. Yeah, generally, I pass on these games. Over the years, I've always been the underdog guy in a spot like that, or I'll just pass on it. Recently, I've sort of been laying points more in these situations, but honestly, I don't want to relive a bad memory, Steve, but let's go back to the Buccaneers, man, when they were laying a ton of points on the road. They lost the game outright to the Panthers.
Yeah, and if you look at the Panthers, though, they played really well last week offensively. You know, P.J. Walker, your boy P.J. Walker from the Houston XFL.
Yeah, the Roughnecks.
It's like a 64, 68-yard touchdown, basically semi-Hail Mary last week. I mean, they're really playing well offensively, and we haven't seen that yet out of the Texans, and they're again on a...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
For a three-day week, it's hard to imagine Houston's going to start turning their problems around, though.
Yeah, you know what I said about P.J. Walker? He's like Heineke. They just sort of win. You know what I mean? I wonder how many other guys that aren't stars, they're like, well, he's not really good enough to be a starter. That would actually be better than your starter and actually win football game for you. More with Steve Merrill on the other side, the late night after the Patrick class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it. You're in Point Blank Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, throwing it down on SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, San Diego, Los Angeles in the house, and, of course, 97.1, The Freak, Dallas, Texas. Shout out to everybody tuning in Denver, Colorado, as well, in the late night hours. Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com, joining us right now. So, Steve, the college football playoff rankings were released. The Tennessee Volunteers are the number one team in the country right now. Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4, Michigan 5, Alabama 6, TCU 7. Now, I'm not here to debate the rankings, and they really don't matter, Steve. The first rankings are never the last rankings anyway, so it's not really worth breaking down. But I do find it interesting, actually. So we've got Tennessee and Georgia, of course, playing each other this week. And, Steve, this is the largest line on a game between the number one ranked and number two ranked teams in the country going back to 2013. Florida State was a 9-point favorite over Auburn, but it just kind of feels strange suddenly saying the number one ranked Tennessee Volunteers. And so I guess, Steve, are the mainstream media, if Georgia wins, I guess technically it's an upset. Never mind the factor 8.5-point favorites, right?
Well, yeah, and of course it depends on which poll you're looking at also. I got to figure out what to do. I do my top 25 video every week for Wager Talk TV, wagertalk.com, and I usually use the AP poll, and there's also a coaches poll, don't forget, and they'll vary a couple points at like the bottom there on the 24th, 25th teams, but now the college football playoff rankings actually goes all the way through 25 as well.
That's the real one now. That's the real new ranking.
I guess that's the one AP, I could use.
Yeah, I acknowledge the AP. I don't acknowledge the coaches poll.
I don't either. No, yeah. No, the AP is definitely the one I use on a weekly basis coming up to this. But what's interesting, though, is that Georgia's still number one in the AP. Tennessee is number two. And if you look at the coaches poll, Georgia's number one and Tennessee's number three.
Yeah, we'll give the coaches credit for this, actually. After their poll.
But the computer poll, the playoff ranking, Georgia's third. So it's a pretty big difference between the AP and the computer poll.
That's whacked.
Yeah, and but what's the formula? It's a good, quarter of the computer poll is still the voting polls, right?
Yeah, it's part voting polls, part committee, part computer, part everything. It's like a hybrid of everything. But it doesn't matter because everybody's playing each other. So there's no need to really panic about it. But I always get a kick out of that, Steve, when they say, and a big upset, right? And you know what? Right. It actually bothered me when LSU beat Ole Miss, actually, a couple of weeks ago. And I heard them say that on TV. They said, oh, and LSU upsets Ole Miss. And I was like, they were favorites in the game, man. Like, you know what I mean? So, I understand the rankings. And it also bothered me. I don't call kids out for storming the field. You go to college. You're getting drunk. You're going to owe a ton of money when you get out of there. So you might as well have a couple of good times and get on the field once or twice. But LSU have won championships, Steve. So, and they were like, oh, and LSU pulls the upset and the kids storm the field and stuff. I'm like, you won the championship 2 years ago, guys. Beating Ole Miss isn't storming the field worthy. But you got to love the passion of the SEC and college football. But what's your early lean here, Steve, with Georgia and Tennessee? David Purdom is saying that Caesars took a $50,000 bet on the Georgia Bulldogs at 8.5, and it did open at 9, and it came down a little bit. What do you think of the number? Who do you like in the game early in the week right now?
Yeah, of course, this is a high-profile game, and it is football, so a $50,000 bet could just be completely recreational.
Be curious.
Yeah, be interesting to see who that is. But
you know what I'd say, Steve? If that bet was made on the morning of the game or something, I'd look at it differently than a guy that bet it earlier in the week. Because I saw it, I know what you mean, because I was at Area once during the bowl season. It was years ago. Tim Tebow was actually still playing. I remember it was Tim Tebow versus Cincinnati, but I was at Area in Vegas, and some dude walked up, and he dropped Texas Longhorns were playing in a bowl game. And dude walked up, and he dropped $40,000 cash. He busted out a stack, ding, ding, ding. He had like five stacks, and bam, bam, bam. He put it on the counter, $40,000, and everybody in the room noticed, and went up, and I asked the guy at the window, I said, is that guy a regular? What's the deal? How much did he bet? It was a lot of money. He goes, all right, just bet $40,000 on the Longhorns. I said, you ever seen him before? He goes, yeah, I've seen him before. He goes, he's staying here. He's a tourist from Texas. He's just a rich oil guy or something So he just bet as a fan. But I would say somebody that bets early in the week, Steve, wouldn't just be some recreational guy.
So who are you saying they took? They took Georgia minus 8.5, you're saying?
Yeah, for 50K.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they are sharp, they're not very sharp, because right now Circa has 7.5, Westgate and South Point have -8. So
but that's everybody. Yeah, but you know, maybe he liked Georgia and he read the market wrong, right?
Yeah, he could have. But like at 8.5, though, it's not even. I mean, 9's a dead number. 8's somewhat key. So it
well, where he went wrong, he clearly thought it was going to go up and not down.
That's I guess,
where,
but
yeah,
like,
that's where he though, misread like, this.
To risk losing 8 to gain 9 is just not. I mean, 9's a dead number. It's one of the, you know, it's like a 1% number. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just my spidey senses on that is that I totally agree with you, Gabe. The one thing that's weird about it is that it's early in the week. If it wasn't early in the week, I'd say 95% that's a recreational play.
There's a bunch of rich people rolling through Vegas in these casinos and stuff,
I mean,
right?
So maybe he had a 1 or 2 day computer conference until Wednesday and had to get the bet in. But otherwise, it's a little strange. But with that said, one thing I'll point out about the rankings again, say it's a quarter polls, right? So if Georgia's 1 in the AP and they're 3rd in the playoff rankings, that means the computers or whatever has Tennessee even higher over Georgia, which is really weird because the point spread market obviously doesn't. Even if you take out, say, 2 or 3 points, that's like a 5 or 6 point neutral field edge for Georgia, which does kind of make you start wondering how accurate these playoff rankings are, because
they're not accurate.
Yeah, exactly. So the computers are way off on that one, and whatever they're using, I don't agree with.
Yeah, but let's go back to the late, great Dave Malinsky. And I don't think they don't have it anymore. Like everything else cool doesn't exist anymore. But remember there was the, was it the Oddsmakers poll? I don't know. Like basically it was like the Vegas poll. I think it was the Oddsmakers poll. Like there was basically a betting poll and from Vegas. And it was never the same as like the AP top 25, right? And it wasn't like totally like off, but you know what I mean? It was just different. Because as you stated, the Tennessee are ranked ahead of Georgia in their little playoff ranking computer and stuff in their little poll. Yeah, Georgia are 8.5 point favorites. You know, they were 9 point favorites. So, all right, take home field out of it. You put them on a neutral field, they're still favorites, right? So I guess, though, honestly, Steve, the point spreads and all this stuff, what we're talking about is irrelevant. We'll find out when they play the damn game.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Tennessee, you know, we talk about backdoor cover like Houston Texans not having it. There's never going to be a lead that is safe for Georgia in this game, you know, and Georgia is still really good defensively, and they were incredible the last couple years, but they're not quite as incredible this year. But still, 10 points a game is pretty amazing, 5.7 yards per pass. But that's against opponents that average 7.3. Tennessee's averaging 11.3. So every time they throw the ball, theoretically, is a first down this season, which is pretty amazing when you think about it that way. No lead is going to be safe, especially more than a touchdown, because like you said with like the other examples, if Georgia's up by 12 or 11 or 10 late, they don't care if they give up a junk touchdown. You know, Tennessee can score at will. So it is a lot of points for a team that's averaging over 50 a game or almost 50 a game.
I can't dispute it. But at the same point in time, I would, you know, devil's advocate would be that Tennessee haven't played a defense like this yet. And I know, I mean, I know Florida moved the ball a bit last week. That's a rivalry game. Georgia tightened up when they had to in the game. Like, this is going to be the next level. I don't know, Steve. I almost get the feeling that Tennessee win the game outright or they're going to get killed. Like, there's almost no in between. I almost think, like, the points don't matter, like, in a way. Like, they're either going to get overwhelmed and their offense is going to implode and it's going to fall apart, the bubble gets burst, or they're going to go in there and just going to win the game outright.
Well, I mean, Alabama's a really good defensive team, too. I don't think they're at Georgia's level, obviously, but keep in
mind.
That's
a good point. They did go up and down the field on them. You're right, yes.
But I think maybe what we're missing here, maybe the over. You know, I mean, obviously, it's a big number, though. 66 for a Georgia game in which they give up 10 points per game is pretty crazy. But this is a really good offense with Tennessee. Let's talk about the situational spot, too. I mean, I know that they had Tennessee Martin after the Alabama game, which was a very fortunate scheduling spot. But they did have a big game against Kentucky last week. I know they won easily, so maybe that makes it a little bit of a less of, you know, a fatigue factor. But they've been really running up against it here. In fact, when was their bye week? It was all the way back after the Florida game. It was like third or fourth game of the season. So in that case, you do worry about it. And Georgia had, 11 days off after that Vandy game. They had the bye. Actually, they had the bye between Vandy and Florida. But this is only their second game in like 3 weeks.
No, I agree as far as that Tennessee were not tested by Kentucky. It was basically a walkthrough for them. But I don't think any of that matters, Steve. They're kids, right? You know, if we're talking about a 38-year-old pro or something like that, like Tom Brady playing on 3 days rest, you know what I mean? But when we're dealing with 17 and 19-year-old kids, I don't think it's an issue. You mentioned Alabama before we get you out of here. Alabama play LSU, which is, you know, at times been the massive game of the year in the SEC, but this one actually still is critical. I mean, this is a divisional tilt. They're going head-to-head. LSU only have one conference loss. People sort of have forgotten about LSU, but They only have one SEC loss. And to me, Steve, this is the one track meet here at 59.5. Like, I think this one, there's going to be a ton of points. Because people keep talking about this Bama defense. I don't know how good they are. I mean, it seems like a lot of teams have scored on them. I know Alabama's offense is great. And LSU don't really stop anybody. But Jaden Daniels is killing it right now there. I love the over this game, Steve. Crimson Tide and the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, and something I wanted to point out on that Georgia game, you know, I talk about giving up 10.5 points a game, but they've given up over 20 in like three other games this year, including Kent State, Florida last week.
You're
you
right.
Know, so you do kind of have to, you know, some of these teams are so much better than the weak teams. Like, you know, Alabama holds Louisiana, Monroe, and Vanderbilt to 7 and 3 points, Mississippi State to 6. But yeah, they gave up 20 or more in three straight games against Arkansas, A&M, and Tennessee. So I think you have to weigh heavier those games against quality opponents. And Bama's off defense might not be shut down like it's been in years past. And LSU, I was with them over Ole Miss. I agree with you. That was not an upset. I liked them as a best bet for my clients. And this is an LSU team that's still playing pretty hard at 6-2.
6-2 is a respectable record, right? I mean, it's a respectable record. And this is a massive game. Listen, if they win this game, they can be going to the SEC Conference Championship game. I just don't think they're going to be able.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Blues out. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Bama. I think they'll be able to score on Bama, but I don't think that Bama will score quicker than them. And I don't know if the math will add up, but I'll definitely be on the over. I'll tell you that. Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, WagerTalk.com. Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, that was close. You can be the center.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Thanks to Steve Merrill for joining us on the program. So, college football playoff rankings. And as we stated, college football fans are as passionate as any, right? So they feel slighted and they're going to get upset, and I totally get it. And college football, the powers that be actually like that stuff because they think it, you know, it's creating conversation. Honestly, I think this whole system sucks, to be honest. It's not a real playoff, but you know what I mean? Ooh, the committee and really? Sports are, you know, it's the only, basically, like college football and the way that it's handled, it's like figure skating. It's like it's subjective and, well, who did you beat and what did you beat? So let's just cut to the chase. Let's go through the rankings and I'll tell you my thoughts here. There are a couple of teams that are getting screwed, but it's early. And the problem is, if you are, and we've all been there, right? If you're a fan of one of these teams, like let's just say like you're a TCU fan and you're like, this is garbage. We're ranked 7th, you know, Alabama are ahead of us and stuff. Well, it's one of those deals, like don't worry about it. Worry about beating Texas Tech. Worry about beating Texas, right? Like, you know, rack up the wins and then when you're undefeated, then you know what? Then state your case, but never get ahead. You know what a good example is? I think the best analogy is actually, and it is a good analogy, it's the exact same damn thing, is UFC fighters or boxers, right? They start talking about another fighter that they're not fighting. They always lose, right? Oh, you know, I'd really like to fight Canelo Alvarez. Yeah, well, good for you. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, you know, I'm going to fight for the belt, and, you know, this guy, I'm gonna kick the crap out of Covington, and you don't get there. You know what I mean? Whenever guys start to think ahead about something, they don't. You don't win. And so if you're a fan, remember that before you start even talking, and just, you know, wait to actually win. People don't wait to back things up nowadays anyways, but you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm a Michigan fan. I think Clemson are overrated, personally. I don't think Clemson are the fourth best team in the country. Like, if Clemson played Michigan, I would take Michigan. If Clemson played Alabama, I would take Alabama. If Clemson played TCU, I would take TCU. If Clemson played the Oregon Ducks, it would be close as hell. The USC Trojans in Clemson, close as hell. LSU Clemson, hey, that's something to note, actually. LSU guys are ranked 10th in this thing. So, in other words, like, their game against Alabama is real. I brought it up, and I don't think people, like, when I said, you know, this is a big game. It's a big game for LSU and Alabama. This is, like, big-time stuff, even though it's flying under the radar because Georgia and Tennessee are playing against each other this week. But Alabama ranked 6th. LSU are ranked 10th. So, in other words, do the math. LSU win this game, and they're going to skyrocket. They'll be in the playoff mix suddenly. College football is fun. There's a lot of crap to it. It's like politics. It's just sort of seedy and, like, frustrating and corrupt. But at the same point in time, like, you know, tune that stuff out. And just remember, there's a lot of football left. There's still 4 games left, guys, and a conference championship game. So there's 5 games left. It's too early for any of us to start complaining, right? Like, I'm a Michigan fan. Oh, you know, why are we 5th, and why aren't we ahead of Clemson? Who cares? Who cares? Michigan, you know what? Remain undefeated, beat Ohio State, you're in the playoffs. It's pretty simple. So it doesn't matter it's kind of irrelevant. Although not a lot of people predicted that Tennessee would be number 1. So Tennessee are now ranked number 1. College football, so forget about the AP and all this stuff. That doesn't matter. All right? With all due respect to my boy Brent Beard, who votes for the Heisman, he can't affect, like, the playoff committee. Right? So, they've got ranked number 1 right now. And I guess so, whatever. I mean, they do have a ton of impressive wins, but I wouldn't have them ahead of Georgia. But it is what it is. It doesn't matter because they play each other this week. So who cares? So Tennessee are number 1. Ohio State are number 2. Georgia are number 3. Clemson are number 4. Michigan are 5. So if you look at this, it's an elimination chamber here, man. Like, the bracket is set. That's when people bitch about the playoff. You kind of have one in a way, in which you've got Tennessee, Georgia playing, and you got Michigan and Ohio State playing in a couple of weeks. And Michigan's got to survive and get through Rutgers, Illinois, etc. But they've got to get there. So it sort of writes itself. Clemson, to me, are the ones that are getting the free pass here. Like, I'm just, you know, if it was me, I'd have TCU. Like, Clemson are ranked way too high. If I was doing the rankings, I would be Georgia 1, Tennessee 2, Ohio State 3, and I would even have Michigan ahead of Ohio State, kind of, but, like, Ohio State sort of get a free pass all the time. Like, people bitch about Michigan not playing anybody. Ohio State haven't played anybody, right? Like, it's people like to complain about Harbaugh. I think Clemson are overrated. I think TCU are getting a little bit screwed over here, considering they're 8-0 and Alabama are ahead of them. The Ducks are 8. So let's go through it here. And everyone, you know, most of the media just sort of focused in on the 4, right? So it's Tennessee, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson. If the playoffs started today, there you go. It's irrelevant, though. Michigan's 5, Alabama 6, TCU 7. The Oregon Ducks are 8. The USC Trojans are 9. The LSU Tigers are 10. Ole Miss are 11. And UCLA are 12. So you tell me, how the hell, like, you know, like, I get it. This is the problem with the with this stuff. This is my beef with it. The SEC is my beef. Because the committee, it's almost like the committee, it's like Boss Hogg and like, you know, Roscoe Pico train here. We're in Hazard County. Like, you cannot get more rigged. You know what I mean? Like, everyone in the SEC seems to get two chances and everybody else lose once and you're done. That's the thing that's bothersome. In which, okay, are you going to squeeze two teams in from the SEC again? Or are you actually going to be fair about this? So every one team that the Pac-12, I would not dismiss. Now, Jerry Palm joined us earlier in the week. He thinks TCU is going to lose to Texas. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure TCU will win, but I'm not sure to write off the I'm not going to write them off in that game. I think Alabama are going to lose again. I don't think this is like an awesome Alabama team. They're good, but they're not better than these other teams in the SEC. They're the same as them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we saw it with Alabama and Tennessee. It went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and whatever. Tennessee won, right? But, you know, we saw it with the Texas Longhorns. They barely beat the Texas Longhorns. Alabama did. Like, Alabama are, you know, they're good, but they're not that, oh, and Alabama, you know, some sort of juggernaut or something like that. I think LSU are going to play with them this week. And LSU check in at 10. But the Pac-12 is a conference to keep your eye on here, in which the Pac-12, you know, often gets criticized, but they're getting a lot of respect. I mean, the Ducks are ranked 8th. The Trojans are ranked 9th. The UCLA Bruins are ranked 12th. So these teams all do somewhat control their own destiny. And specifically the Ducks, right? The Ducks, you know, they're going to be able, and basically, look, guys, the Pac-12 championship game could either be like Oregon versus USC or the UCLA Bruins. Now, imagine they both come in with one loss as well. That's going to be a pretty high-profile game. Like, imagine it's like the Pac-12 championship and it's the Ducks versus the USC Trojans. The winner could get in. So Michigan, like, you know, the top, you know, Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, and Georgia all really do control their own destiny. And Clemson, to me, are the ones that shouldn't get this free pass. They're not that good. Like, they're not that good. Like, I would take USC to beat them. I would take LSU to beat them. Like, I almost have to get to, like, Ole Miss and UCLA before I'd be like, okay, I guess Clemson could beat them. You know, so Clemson get Notre Dame this week. I'd really like to buy in and say that Notre Dame could beat them, but Notre Dame are big chokers. Right? Notre Dame never beat anybody good. Like, I've fallen for Notre Dame's crap a couple of times this year already, and I'm not ready to do it. Even though I don't believe in Clemson. And it's funny because I like Clemson. I'm not an anti-Clemson guy, and I've enjoyed betting on them over the years. And, you know, I like their rock thing and all that they got going on. But it sort of bothers me where the respect that they're getting. They're not that good. The ACC sucks. Like, TCU are way better than Clemson. Like, the Big 12 is way better than the ACC. Who's good in the ACC? You know, Clemson don't even blow people out in a bad conference. But if you are TCU and you are the Pac-12, the best possible thing that could happen would be that Clemson lose to Notre Dame. Right? You know, that would be the best possible scenario. And I'm thinking for all of us that don't want to see two teams from the SEC get in, basically, to me, it would be the best case scenario is Georgia beats Tennessee. Because Georgia will get more of a benefit of the doubt than Tennessee will. Like, Georgia loses once, they're not going to get written off right away. It's going to be fun to see how it plays out. And we've got some great, great games this week. Like, this is really, really, really cool. Like, this Saturday, this is like the real separation Saturday. That LSU-Alabama game is going to be a track meet, man. You know, sometimes we've fallen for it and we've said, oh, there's no way. How is this? Look, I thought Tennessee and Kentucky would be higher scoring. Kentucky choked, couldn't score. You know what I mean? It get turned into a rout. Tennessee took the pedal off the metal. And it still could have nearly got there, but it just it fell short. So as it is right now, the Georgia Bulldogs at FanDuel are laying 8.5 to the Tennessee Volunteers. The total is 65.5. An incredibly high number as far as the total is concerned for a Georgia Bulldog game. My gut tells me that Georgia are going to mess them up. LSU-Alabama, I'm smashing it. What, it's 57.5 at FanDuel right now? Dear God, give me the old...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the Philadelphia Phillies, two wins away right now. We've got problems. I've got the Houston Astros to win in 5 and to win in 6, although I didn't go massive on it because it was plus 550 and stuff like that. But I do have a play on the Astros to win the World Series, and it'll bother me just because I don't even like the Houston Astros. So I don't like losing money on teams that I don't like, but it is what it is. But it's going to be a fun World Series. We're not done yet. It's just Houston's in tough, man, right? I mean, I know they don't panic and they're rolling out. They didn't shake anything up as far as the rotation is concerned, but I'd be a little bit concerned if I was Dusty Baker right now. That building is it's an asylum. It was so loud. So if you're just joining us right now, we were talking about this. I think we were going to a break before, and we're up against it right now. We've got a couple minutes left, but it was so loud tonight, and remember, I was talking about this, and I it's funny. I said this before I even knew about this earthquake, that I said, that stadium, I've never seen a baseball crowd as, like, rowdy and as just nuts as they are in Philadelphia. And when Harper hit a home run tonight, it actually registered as an earthquake with the Penn State University seismic, their meters there. And they had to say, no, it's not an earthquake. It's just the Phillies. Basically, the entire city of Philadelphia shook. So that not just the stadium, but the city itself shook enough to register as an earthquake. That's some serious stuff. And the deal is, my deal is, listen, if you lose again, if you're Houston, you're down 3-1. And then the next day, you're going and you could lose the World Series. And you got Justin Verlander, which normally would be like, wow, man, you got Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander's never won a World Series start in his life. You don't want him going up there with your back against the wall. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.